Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Nick once again. It has been 5 days since my last confession. Not my last confession, but my last story. But lots of weird things have been happening to me for the past week or two. So I guess I'm in a very sharing mood lately. Plus, I have no idea what's going on, and it's really weird. So yeah, I have another story for you guys, and you probably haven't even listened to the one that I sent you in before, which was still weird, and I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that one. But this one was a new one. So I'm just gonna jump right in. So it is the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend right now, and for the holiday weekend, I went camping with a bunch of people in my family, and I stayed with my mom and my niece and my nephew in my parents' motorhome because, you know, my boyfriend couldn't come, and even if he could, we haven't been dating that long, and I do not want to expose him to the weirdness that is my familia. So that didn't happen. So it was just me and my parents and my sister's kids. It was very exciting. And, you know, nothing weird happened. It was just, you know, your ordinary family camp out. And everything seemed to be going fine until Sunday night, which was thankfully the last night that we were up there. We were in Spanish Fork Canyon. And it was, you know, it was fun. I don't love camping as much as I did when I was a kid, but it was fun. And so I was sleeping in the motorhome, and I was sleeping with my niece. She's like 6 years old, and she has nightmares, and she's like really easy to scare. So we weren't gonna have her out in a tent or anything. So she was sleeping with me. And I remember I had to sleep with my headphones in, listening to music, because my parents, they both snore really, really loud, and I can't sleep with that. So I had my headphones in. I think I was listening to something shameful yet relaxing, like Enya or Celine Dion. No shame in my game, but I think it was like 3 in the morning, and like the sound of a door slamming woke me up, and I was kind of confused because I was pretty sure we had locked the motorhome up before we went to sleep. So I like looked up and looked at the door, and it was closed, and I took out my headphones and I was just like, hello, is anyone there? Still half asleep. And, you know, I don't hear anything. And, you know, my head's starting to hurt because I've been sleeping with my headphones in. So I take them out and I try to go back to sleep. And, you know, I can't fall asleep because my parents are snoring so loudly. And it's literally like a London Blitz. It's terrible. But I'm just sitting there just trying so hard to go to sleep, and my niece is kicking me in the back, and it was just a nightmare. And all of a sudden, everything just goes quiet, like dead quiet, which probably shouldn't have happened. So that got my attention. So I kind of started looking around and I saw this thing. Like, it was dark. So I just at first assumed it was just a shadow. But you know how your brain plays tricks on you. And my first thought was, that is a human with an elk head. And I know it doesn't make sense. And I know it's really weird. But that was my first assumption, because that is exactly what it looked like. So I'm just like keeping an eye on it, because I'm already awake for the most part. And I start to hear like heavy breathing and grunting. And I'm thinking, oh, it's just my dad. But if it was just my dad, I would have heard my mom snoring too, because, like I said, they are the worst. But it was just grunting, kind of like an animal. Like, I thought maybe there was something outside. So I'm like getting a little nervous, and I'm like coiling myself up into a ball, and I'm not taking my eyes off of whatever this thing is. And really slowly, it starts moving towards me. And I'm just trying to like rationalize. I'm just like, no, it's in your head. You're not all the way awake yet. It's totally cool. You're fine. And you know, I tried to, you know, be tough. But after a minute or two, and this thing is like moving at a glacial pace coming towards me, but it's still moving towards me, and it's still like grunting and everything. So finally, as it gets like maybe 6 inches closer to me, I start like fumbling for my phone, and I turn on the light and I shine it over to where this thing is, and there's nothing there. Like, there's not even anything that could even look like a human with an antler head. Like, there's nothing in there. There's the fridge there, which is just a square block, and that's it. So I'm getting kind of freaked out, and I'm just like, okay, it's fine. Just go back to sleep. Everything will be okay. And I wasn't going back to sleep. And I heard like something rustling outside. And I think it was like 3:30 or 4 in the morning at this point. And I feel my niece like poking my back really hard. And I think she's just kicking me. And I was about to fall asleep again. So I'm just like, dude, stop it. And she like grabs my hand and she's like, are you awake? And I was like, yes, sweetie, I'm awake. What do you want? And she was just like, there's something bad outside. And that woke me up right away. And I was just like, what do you mean there's something bad outside? And she said, I moved the blinds a little bit because I thought one of the kids was playing outside. And I thought that was weird because it's still nighttime. And I was just like, yeah, no, sweetie, all the kids are going to be asleep right now. And she's like, it's not a kid out there, but there's something. And I didn't really press her because I'm thinking maybe it's a badger or something. I don't know. But I'm just like, just go back to sleep, sweetie. It'll be okay. And she's just like, it looks like one of the deer that my daddy killed 1 year, because everyone in my family, they're hunters. So she knows what like elk busts look like and everything. And I was just like, what? And she was like, yeah, it looks like somebody took an elk head and is wearing it and walking around out there. So I kind of spaz out, and I was just like, okay, I'm awake. And my first instinct is to get the salt, which we didn't have a lot, but I made do. And I like blocked up the windows and the doorways as best as I could. And for the rest of the night, I didn't get any sleep. And my niece is just like huddling up next to me. And like we can hear something out there, but it wasn't coming in. So that was good. But it didn't stop until it started getting light out. And I have no idea what that was. I've never heard of something that's like a minotaur with an elk head. It's just really bizarre to me. And I don't know. But yeah, that was my weird camping story. I hope you liked it. If you have ever heard of a human spirit or creature with an elk head, I would really appreciate any insight, because yeah, it was creepy. And yeah, I think that's it. Like I say every time, I love your guys' podcast. I am a happy EPP. It is phenomenal. And yeah, that is everything. So thanks for doing what you're doing, and I will talk to you later, maybe. If weird stuff keeps happening, definitely. Have a good day. Bye, guys.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.